This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
James Milton, Operations Manager for the Trussell Trust, explains why some people in rural areas face particular challenges that mean they require the support of food banks, and how important the role of churches are in that provision.
As Operations Manager for the Trussell Trust, James, in your experience, what sort of challenges face people in rural areas such as they require the support of food banks?
It's very easy to assume that those who live in rural areas have a nice lifestyle. And the reality for many is very far from that. The rural economy can be a very tight one, a very difficult one, with low paid work and seasonal work. Indeed, our average earnings in the countryside are some way below average earnings in the town for those that work in those places. And that is compounded by significant increased cost of living through travel, substantially higher travel costs, and also housing costs and heating costs. And that squeeze of lower incomes and higher living costs mean that the rural dweller, the rural worker, has a substantial pressure upon their home economy, their domestic economy, their purse, that means many will find themselves in serious need at different times of the year when the money just isn't there. So the notion that the countryside is an idyllic place to which we can all aspire to a comfortable lifestyle, that's not the reality for many low-wage and no-wage people who are trying to get by in places where services are few and costs are high.
And you're a trustee and founder of the North Cotswold Food Bank. Can you explain how this food bank works?
The food bank which I helped to set up in the North Cotswolds was created with recognition that there are areas that were just too far away from the towns and cities to be reached by the urban food banks that were serving in them. And a recognition that in those areas there were people facing real challenges and real struggles. We'd met them, we knew some. We knew the lifestyles that some had to endure. We knew of people going without food so their children could eat. We recognised that a rural area may not be best served by one location to which everybody has to travel. That immediately becomes an obstacle for those further afield and those without ready transport. So our model was to place access to emergency food across the area in smaller locations which people could get to. So there was someone close, somewhere close to them that they could reach within the week, or somewhere further afield that they could reach the next day. And by placing the provision close to people in a scatter of smaller locations, we were able to make it accessible. So those who had to rely on a friend for a lift or the occasional bus, or at times were going to have to walk, there was a reasonable chance that they could get to that emergency help. And if they couldn't, then we'd encouraged our agencies or our volunteers to take the provision to them where journeys otherwise would not be possible for those in need.
And it really is a case that it's an emergency. It sounds pretty dire.
Food banks are there for people in emergency. They aren't there as a long-term provision for those who are just bumping along near the bottom. They're there for households when everything else has run out, and you are looking at empty cupboards and an empty table and wondering how you are going to feed your children and how you're going to feed yourself. And it is a tragedy that across the whole of the country, whether urban or rural, there are multiple households who find the challenges of life so severe at times that that is their reality, that they will go hungry day after day because there is no money in their purse with which to purchase food because the wages are too low, or the hours are too short, or the job has been cut, or the benefit has been stopped, or yet to be paid, or for multiple reasons, the funds aren't there. And it's in that context that rural and city dwellers, in desperation in many cases, will turn to food banks, maybe only once or twice to get them through that crisis. But it's a lifeline at those times of crisis when there is nowhere else to turn and the alternative is just to eat nothing at all.
And how important would you say the role of churches are in the provision of food banks in rural areas?
Churches are enormously important in rural areas and in urban. They provide the energy, the compassionate instinct to reach out to those in need, that gospel message of caring for your neighbour, which remains, thankfully, so strong, so central to who we are as Christians and churches. That is a motivator which is absent, sadly, in so many within our population, but it lives strongly, it burns brightly in churches. So they remain critical to the energy that exists within food banks. And in the rural context, the church may be the only such body in a village or a town, the only community body at times around which services can coalesce, the only body which will have a care for the local dweller when the council services may be withdrawn. So the active presence of churches in communities of all sizes, including the smallest, can be so very, very important for that compassionate, charitable activity to still be present, still reaching out in love and hope to local residents who otherwise would be left high and dry.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.